Back now with Day to Day. A lot of us are facing financial problems or just a general economic unease. We have a story now about one man who is really hurting in this economy, and the story comes to us from our friends at Hearing Voices.
My name is Bill. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. I was born here, and I'm homeless right now. See, I took care of my dad for 12 years, and then he died, and then everything else, the nursing home cost and all that stuff just ate up the house, so I lost the house. And I ended up in the street. Kind of like homeless for 3 years off and on. You know, I lived with friends and stuff for a while, but you know, that wears out. You just can't, you know, you wear out your welcome. And I lived with my sister for 3-4 months this year, and that didn't work out either. So now I'm kind of homeless, and I'm getting old. I'm 48 years old. I'm not going to stay here very long. I don't want to be on these streets no more. I'm sick of it. It's just so hard to live. It's a transition. It's really scary. You just don't know what to do. It's kind of, if it wasn't for other homeless people helping you, you know, find a place to stay or whatever, you wouldn't know. It's a real difficult life being homeless. And it's lonely, too. Especially when you're by yourself. 6 o'clock in the morning, there's nowhere to go. You just wander the streets. It gets real lonely. How long does it take to lose your house if you don't make a payment? Most middle-class people spend more than what they earn anyway, so they're always in the hole, credit cards or whatever. I believe there's a lot of people that are just on the edge. But see, I'm not afraid of being homeless no more. I've done it. See, a lot of these people probably jump off the High Bridge or Wabasha or the Robert. Not me. I've done it already. It just doesn't scare me no more. Life's ups and downs, and sometimes you get down, the older you get, it's harder to get up again. This is a tough country to live in.
Bill Courtwright was interviewed in St. Paul, Minnesota. The story was produced by Andrew Turpening for Hearing Voices, and Andrew also composed the music.